Good afternoon, Patrick. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Laying low for a little. I got that old sinus junk and hadn't really been on the repeater much since last, Wednesday. So about a week.
Do that. I didn't have the sinus junk, but I've been swamped with work and everything else life-related. Haven't had much time to get on the airwaves. Other than that, everything good with you, besides the sinus stuff?
Everything else has been going pretty good. As planned, anyway. How about you? Everything doing okay since you've been real busy with life? It tends to get in the way of radio.
Yeah, so far so good. Just taking it one day at a time and trying to sleep when I can. Seems like things have just gotten really busy lately at work and working odd hours. I'm actually going to go home, take a nap so I can wake up at 7 p.m. and work a little bit of a night shift for the Asia Pacific region.
Are you saying you've done computer IT work or something like that?
That's affirmative. Computer networking. We've got some upgrades and deployments we're doing, and it's global rollout, so I'll be working some funky hours every now and then.
Do that every now and then. So I've had to do that in my lifetime too. Not with that kind of stuff, but the funky hours.
Copy that. I don't mind the funky hours. I just I don't agree with the aggressiveness and how quickly they're moving with this because it puts a strain on everybody. But not my project. Not mine to run, so I just kind of do what I'm told and keep on going.
All you can do. Corporations, it's all about how quick you can get it out there. I know all about that with what I do now. First to the market.
Yeah, and going that aggressive at it, I'm just wondering, are we forgetting something? Are we going to overlook something? And is it going to come back to haunt us? But not the project I'm working and running and configuring, so I'll do what I can. If I see it, I'll speak up.
So have you been doing anything radio other than on here on the 2 meter side?
That's a negative. I've only been on 2 meters. I haven't been able to hang up any antennas or get any radios yet. I've just been way too busy with a lot of life and a lot of stuff right now. Hopefully that'll calm down in the summer, but I have a sneaking suspicion it won't.
You're rolling out a project too aggressively and that kind of thing. You might be dealing with that for a little bit. Hopefully not, but it's completely plausible.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that the ham radio ferry or stork will come by and drop off a Yaesu tri-bander for me one day soon, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Dropping those in.
Yeah, one day the missiles will get out there and I'll have a stork fly by and drop me off a nice little HF tri-band radio.
You can do. Just keep leaving them laying around and dropping those in. It'll happen one day.
Again, and I have to remind myself, and I hear a lot of people say this, that ham radio is a lifetime hobby, so you don't have to get it all at once. You just do it when you can, a little bit here, a little bit there.
See how that is. There's so many rabbit holes to go down. There's no way to take in that amount of information that quickly.
Copy that. It's like telling me to read a technical manual. I can get about two chapters, three chapters in, and after that I'm like, nope, no more. I gotta stop and then pick it up a couple days afterwards and read some more manuals and documentation, and I'm good for that. But all at one time, it's very difficult.
I'm more of a read it as we go kind of guy. That way I can put my hands on it and actually learn it. Because just sitting there reading it, I ain't getting nothing out of it.
Yeah, some things I'm like that. I do a little bit, read a little bit, okay, this makes sense, and then sometimes I'll read a manual, and I'll say, okay, that makes sense now, I'll try it a little bit, go back to the manual, do a little research, okay, great, that works now, all right, let's keep going. But everybody has their different way of learning, which is something I always have to remember.
For sure.
But Steven, I am pulling in here to get fuel now, so I'm going to spend a little bit of money. You be careful the rest of your trip home if I don't talk to you when I get done. If not, maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX. Good to hear you. 7-3.
Pat, nice talking to you, Patrick. Safe travels to you out there. Get back home safely up the mountain. This is KR4AAE clear.